Blog Talk Radio.
You're live and on the air. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and put mine out there. This is Walter. How you doing, Adam? How you doing,
Walter? Walter! I know this is all about love, Patty. Oh, that's not open. They're resistant to change and transformation and taking the steps that you need to take.
I don't want to do that. You just said I'm resistant. That's exactly what's going on.
That's what I'm seeing. I'm seeing romance, I'm seeing new beginning, and I'm seeing a job really soon. So I'll turn it over to Adam.
Hi, Adam.
Tanisha, do you have a 15 or 16-year-old?
Yes, I do. I have 15-year-old.
Am I seeing that correctly?
You are, actually. I actually had a realtor come to the house this week. I've been in limbo with a work situation forever.
I'm getting that the move is definitely going to give you exactly what you want, a fresh start. And I'm not, it's not only just a fresh start, but it looks like that move is a good place for you to create this business. This is the situation of what it is. Remain objective and remain in your higher state, coming from your higher abundant self. Helen, go ahead. Do you have a question to follow for Patsy?
Well, actually, it was a validation. I was going to tell her that about 6 or 7 weeks ago, you read for me and you said, you're going into a lucky period. You should play the lottery. And I did play the lottery, and I won $1,000. So when you
said, no way!
Wow.
Welcome, everybody, back to another episode, another edition of the Rage Vibration Weekly Broadcast and Energy Readings. I'm your host, Adam from Adam. It is a lovely Friday night. I want to thank you all for joining in and sharing your Friday night with us. And I'm so happy and so blessed to be able to have sharing her Friday night with me, as well as sharing this radio broadcast, my dear lovely friend and soul sidekick, Patsy Aguero, calling in and co-hosting with me from Florida. Patsy, it's cold in Atlanta. I'm so jealous right now. How are you feeling in the beautiful state of Florida? And how's your Friday night?
Well, I don't want to make y'all jealous, but it's spectacular here. Even though it rained, the sun came out. It was in the low 70s. It was magnificent. And I think tonight's probably going to go a little bit into the 60s, but I can still go swimming. You know, it's still fabulous. I'm living in paradise. What can I say, you guys? How was your week, Adam?
Today has been one of the coldest days of December so far.
Oh, wow.
We had some 60s and 70s, but tonight it's in the low 30s, maybe dropping to the 20s today. I don't think it got out of the 40s. But it's one of those days. And I'm not so much a fan of cold weather. The Hulk is out, as I hear some people say. I was just outside, and I was like, whoo, it's cold. And I don't know what that phrase means. Maybe somebody listening tonight can tell me when we take their call, that expression, the hawk is out. Pat, you ever heard that expression when it gets really cold? You hear Southerners say, the hawk is out. You never heard that before? All right, maybe tonight somebody can tell you that means. But Pat, I had a great week. I am tired. It's been an exhausting week of just, we finalized, we had our last weekly meeting of the year of 2015, which makes our second year in a row that we've been, the Raise Your Vibration Meetup Group has been meeting weekly on Wednesday. So we had a beautiful Christmas party, Patsy. We missed you. We played games. We did talk. We shared. Everyone went around and shared in groups. They went around and shared how they raised their vibration or what ways they were stuck in or what they're looking forward to. We had a great time, put a lot of energy into that, and just put a lot of energy into just wrapping up this year, Patsy, and doing some administrative things and organizing and clearing up and just taking care of my responsibilities in this material world. So that's been my week. It's been a hectic week of just organizing, clearing, and getting ready for the new year. But I'm feeling good. I've had some more revelations on why I shouldn't take myself so seriously. And it's just been a beautiful week of just consistently just growing, evolving, and just really being able to be here in the present moment. And I am excited.
I'm loving it because this is the precious present. This moment, right now, the present.
Well, Patsy, can you hear me okay? I just got a message saying that I was my audio mic was very low.
No, I hear you fine.
My microphone is quick. Yeah, how about now? Does this sound, am I still clear, Patsy?
You're clear with me.
All right. All right, well, Patsy, how was your week?
My week was great. I found that I was kind of spinning around, and then I called. I'm going to talk to the folks out there in listening land. I called Adam this morning, just full of fear and craziness and stuff, and I've been having some very interesting moments, you know, of pure joy and elation, and then depression up and down, just really crazy. And I'm really, really sensitive. And the more I study on these different spiritual plateaus, the more these emotions start getting stirred up. And I'm sure that it's leading to me to a higher spiritual plane. But in the meantime, it's kind of weird. And I had a little situation this morning that I reached out to some people for help because I was going into that darkest hour. And it frightened me that I was going into such a dark place. And then, so later on, after I talked to a few friends like yourself and some other people, and the person that I was worried about called me and said everything was fine, I had to question myself. And I realized that I have, which we all have, like a threefold malady of the soul. And the threefold malady would be the physical, the mental, and the spiritual. Okay. Now, and it also goes like this when you're doing chakra work. The base chakra would be the lowest one. So if anything's going wrong, and I'm just going to talk about myself, but this could be for anybody. You have to take a look at all three of the things, but the first thing you take a look at is the physical. Am I eating right? Am I sleeping? Am I getting enough water, enough nutrition, the health part? The second thing is just like in the chakras comes up, and it's the mental part. What kind of thoughts am I thinking? You know, what am I doing? What am I manifesting by saying things or judging people and things like that? Because that could affect me physically. And then the next part that goes up when you're doing the chakras is the spiritual part. So the spiritual part is when you can get a calm and peace, and that's all about meditating and going within and asking God for help or whatever you call your higher power. So in AA and Alcoholics Anonymous and a lot of other 12-step programs, they say halt, H-A-L-T. Never get too hungry, angry, lonely, or tired. If you get in any of these three positions, you better stop. Just halt and take care of that. If you're hungry, you're going to get cranky. If you're angry, you better do some resolving of that issue. If you're lonely, you go spiritually. And if you're tired, you take a nap. So I had to do halt today. I had to just halt. Now, I know we live in a society now that this is the time of year that it's like we got a firecracker lit under us and we got to run and buy this and run and do this and do all this craziness and feel real obligated to do it. And instead of realizing that this is a season of joy and beauty, it turns out to be a season of panic and chaos. And so we fight from taking a nap or fright from getting so I can't slow down. I got to go over to Betty Lou's house and drink that 13th cup of chocolate, or I got to go over to so-and-so's house and do this. You know, we always feel we have to do those obligations. And this year, I got a list from my bereavement counselor that gave me permission to do whatever I wanted, meaning if I didn't feel like going someplace, it was okay. If I feel like going to 10 places, it's okay. She gave me permission to back off and slow down and not do all this craziness. And I tell you what, you know, I'm using that as an excuse, but I really want to use that for the rest of my life. Like, I don't have to go to every single book opening. I don't have to go to every single movie that comes out. You know, sometimes it's better to go to Waterslide World than to go to one more counseling session, you know? Mm-hmm. Oh, there must be something wrong with me. I got to go to therapy. Sometimes you just have to play or just to rest or whatever. So the other thing is, and Adam, you pointed this out to me, and I don't know why I forgot because I was so deep into it. Folks, we're in the last 4 days, the most important days right now of this season, because we're going from darkness to light, because Monday is the winter solstice. It's the shortest day of the year. It's going to be very dark. But then after that, the major transition starts. We're going from dark to light. So I would like to leave and open this conversation up, because there's going to be plenty of energy to do maybe a ritual around that time. And I'm going to leave everybody with two words, compassion and love. It's really important to have that at this time of the year, and to forgive yourself and others. And that's what's going to heal this planet, you know, turning up our compassion and love. So maybe I like to do this. I do it once a month in the full moon. And I'm not a person that does all these crazy, you know, rituals and stuff, but I have a few little ones in my, up my sleeve. And one of them that you can do is just go out in the full moon or someplace that you can do this, and you can light a candle, maybe if it's even in your house or something, and write on a piece of paper somebody you need to forgive, something that you need to let go of, and just put it on fire in a little bowl. Or make sure that it's not a metal bowl, because you'll burn your hand. You could do it in a little ceramic bowl or something. But it could be a little ritual you do in the house, and you let it go. And then you express gratitude for your higher power for letting you live through this. And then right away, maybe the next few days, go buy yourself something or put something out that reminds you of renewal. It could be some white flowers or any flowers, something that's beautiful, something that's joyful. Maybe you don't want to spend money, write some beautiful words down on a piece of paper. Or maybe you sing a beautiful song every day, but something to remind you that the light is starting again. We've just passed the darkness. You've let it go. Excuse me, and you've forgiven whoever you need to forgive, and you get a whole new beginning. So now it's a time to pull back and rest. Don't beat yourself up. When you look at somebody, really look at them. But most important, Adam, is this is a time not to fall asleep, because we're going to be very tired right now in a physical sense. This is a very tiring time. The animals are sleeping. Everything's falling down sleeping. But you can rest, but be aware of what's going on, because there's a platform of energy around us that is ready to explode into wonderful new things. New beginnings, you know, creativity, intuition, really awesome stuff is ready to blossom. But you have to be awake to see it. So you'll see it in a new baby. You'll see it in a handshake. You'll see it in a kindness that you might do for a waiter that's helping you, that's having a hard time. You know, you'll see it. It'll be those aha moments around you. But if you're too rushed and you fall asleep in the job, you're not going to see it. So what would you think we could talk about with what's going on right now, Adam?
Well, Patsy, I just want to reiterate and reemphasize the fact that you are going to really, all of us really are being pulled, our physical bodies are being pulled to be in line with the seasons of the earth right now. And in this northern hemisphere, we are in a season where these are the darkest days of the year. The next 4 days, up until the winter solstice on 21st, are the darkest and shortest days of the year. And so physically, we are, like as you said, we are naturally going to be led and to rest, our physical bodies are rest. And it is a perfect time to go inwardly. It's a perfect time to rest your physical vessels, but to become awake within yourself. This is the perfect time to reflect on the year that has just passed, on the lessons that you may have missed, on the lessons that you may have learned. How did you raise your vibration? What areas are you stuck in? What areas do you see the Spirit leading you to work on moving forward? This is a time of just reflection, no time of busy. It is so unfortunate that this time of year coincides with the most commercialized time of year. And as you said, there's so much pressure on all of us to attend this party, to buy this gift, to get this gift, to get this wrapping done, with our natural self, our animal bodies, or this natural rhythm of the earth is saying, please rest and take it easy. Some of y'all may fall asleep on this radio program, and that's okay. It is just it is this time of year to be restful and to take your time and go to sleep and get a nap in. Sleep late. Go to bed early. Because it's really the time for you to be really, really, truly introspective about what has just happened, and where do you sense the spirit telling you to reprogram, redirect, and get ready to go in this transition? Because the light is coming back, and it's going to be after the 21st, the days get brighter and brighter and brighter and brighter up until June the 21st. But for these next 4 days, it's going to get darker and darker and darker. And this is time for us to go inwardly. This is time for us to be inside our houses and be inside our spaces with some hot chocolate and a journal and just reflecting. Maybe going back, looking at your Facebook profiles or your posts throughout the year. And some of you who do not keep journals, if you just want to go back and look at your timeline and just see, man, look at the statuses that you may have made, look at the pictures. But just a time of going inward and reflection. I know that there's a lot of obligation and commitment, but I would try to say if it's unnecessary, don't do too much. Don't be out too much and miss these times to be in. And it leads us to a conversation starter, Patsy, is what do you feel like is your big temptation? When you are feeling that pull from the natural rhythm of the earth, season or cycle that's saying, hey, Patsy, we just want to rest. Your body is saying, let's just rest. Let's just stay in and rest. But there's that ego saying, no, 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 no. How does your ego tempt or test you to not be still, Patsy? For me, it is this idea of you're not making progress. You got to do something. You're being lazy. Get up, get up, get up. You're missing out. Missing out is what I feel like. I'm missing out on some work. I'm missing out on some money. I'm missing out on a conversation. I'm missing out. As if I haven't done enough socializing this year, it's foolish for me to sometimes think, really, I'm missing out on another conversation. I've had 1,001 conversations every week. But there's something I feel like I'm missing out on, so I get up. It's hard for me to sleep. And then I realize, you know, I really could have taken that time to just rest from this year. But for me, it's overcoming that urge, that it's overcoming that feeling of I'm missing out on something, missing out on the conversation, missing out on an opportunity to maybe earn more money. But I'm realizing these next 4 days, I'm really want to just surrender to being still, and I plan to do that. How about you, Patsy? What is that thing or that thought that the ego gives you that gets you out of resting and being still?
Well, in this specific time of transition, that instinctive triggers are starting to get stimulated. And when the trigger starts getting stimulated, I feel like I'm not on solid ground, okay? So if I'm not on solid ground, instead of saying, oh, well, you know, look at this. What's going on around you? Be mindful of it. Because what happens is the ego wants you not to see new things and try new things and rest and do all this stuff. The ego wants you to be really firmed and solid ground and stay in the old way. Do not change. Don't do anything different. Because once you get still, you go into a higher plane, and the ego does not want you on a spiritual plane at all. The ego wants to keep you for itself. So I get tempted with activity. I get tempted walking from one room to the next room, you know, because I get real manicky and all this stuff. And I literally have to say, if I'm going to the kitchen to get a spoon, I literally have to walk to four rooms and go, get the spoon, get the spoon, get the spoon, stay focused. If not, I'm going to wrap a Christmas present. I'm going to watch a TV show. I'm going to pet a dog. And then I get mad at myself instead of just saying, oh, I got off track, get back on track. Then I beat myself up. And then I want to do something destructive, like overeat, you know, or run the streets. One of my main things, Adam, is running the streets. I love to get in the car and run and run and run. And this whole world right now, we have so many distractions. It's unbelievable. If you ever hear anybody say, I'm bored, then they're not really living because they're asleep. Because there's no way in the world that you can see what's going on and be bored. And so I would like to partake a little bit in the binge watching of television or binge watching of you know, getting my feet rubbed or rubbing my own hands, you know, or petting my dog or just doing something like that, which always calms me down. And I find myself, as much as I say I don't do it, I find myself craving it and wanting to do it a little bit more. And that 10th party that I went to this week or whatever wasn't that important. You know, I could have done without that one. It's the same group of people each day. So I'm pulling back. And for Christmas this year, this is the first time in my life, I am just staying home. I'm not going anywhere. And I'm going to stay in my pajamas. And I'm just going to watch TV and eat roast pork and black beans because I'm Spanish and that's what we do. And just be nice. That's all. Just be nice to myself.
Be nice to
and
yourself.
And Adam, I don't want any presents.
Be nice to yourself.
Yep.
Well, I'll call the
postal
and tell them to bring it back. I'll tell them to bring it. I can see if I can get it. Stop it.
I'd rather get the hugs and kisses and a cup of coffee with somebody, you know?
Well, Patsy, let's hop on the phone line and offer some energy.
Okay.
And also find out what's keeping our callers from being still. How's the ego tempting them with little voices and whatever they are dealing with in their head? So let's jump to the lines. And, Patsy, our first caller, the last four digits are 3457. Caller, the last four digits, 3457. You're live and on the air. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hello, my name is Melvin. I'm calling from Georgia.
Oh, my God. How are you, Melvin?
I'm doing pretty good, I guess.
Yeah? You guess? I was going to say, when you said pretty good, I said it didn't sound like it.
I try to stay positive, you know, keep a good attitude about things going in my life. So I have to say that.
Absolutely, absolutely.
It's a little different, though.
What do you do to keep on that good vibration? Tell me how you stay positive.
Just to think positive.
Uh-huh.
And just pray. Just pray and trust. Trust God.
Oh, that's good, Melvin. That's good. And I bet you're the kind of person when you're around people, you give a lot from yourself.
Oh, yeah. Yes, ma'am. That's true.
I see that. I see it. Well, I just pulled a card for you, Melvin, which is very interesting because, you know, I've been talking to you, I guess, for about a year and a half or something every time I hear you. And and I know you've been going through some real grieving times in your life here lately. And you know that you are going to be going up and going down and all around the place. And sometimes you just don't even know which way is up. But this card that I pull for you is all about balance for you. And it's all about your insides and your outsides are going to really start to get real cohesive and start to match. And you're going to finally, for the first time in your life, feel like you live in your own skin, you know, and that you're going to be walking like a king, you know, with your head up high and with dignity. And it's here, Melvin. It's totally here. What's happened in the past is over.
Right.
If you look back, it's going to be like Lot's wife, you know, when she was leaving the city. And they said, don't look back. And she looked back and she turned into a pillar of salt. I'm not saying you're going to turn into a pillar of salt. You might be turning into a pillar of snow. But what it is that means that you're going to get frozen in the past. And why did she do that? Why did he do that? And I expected so-and-so. The minute you get into that judgment of people, you step out of heaven. Okay? Because you're always in heaven, Melvin. You have a good heart. You're always in heaven. But this card is telling me right now that balance is starting to integrate for you. And you're going to have so much joy this year. You better just, like I say, fasten that seatbelt because it's going to be a wonderful new year for you. It's already starting. It's already starting. Even though the darkness is still here, just know that beyond that darkness is a beautiful light for you. So I'm going to put Adam on and see what he thinks.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome, honey. I hope you have a wonderful
holiday. It looks like, Melvin, that you're getting ready. Can y'all hear me? Like, Melvin, you're getting ready to be quite surprised with a job position that you have been desiring. Some type of leadership position. I don't know exactly what it is, but I do see you in some type of leadership role or position. You're going to be quite shocked at how it's going to come about, but it is going to be something that you have been wanting to do for a while. It's coming up early 2016, or you'll find out about it. But I want to tell you, don't get discouraged. It looks like you're going to be tempted to become super pessimistic over these next few weeks and just really
mm-hmm.
down and out about your future, yeah. feeling about your finances and life in general. Don't do it. It's wasted energy. Instead, put forth the energy and effort to apply for positions, to look for jobs, and look for the type of work you want to do. Even when you're
yeah.
feeling like, woe is me, there's no open door, that's the day that you need to really get online and look and put in a position to make a phone call to
wow.
pursue doing what you want to do. And it's going to be a surprise that the door is going to be open.
Yes, you've got to be talking about coaching. Yes, sir, you got to be talking about coaching football because they just let, you know, in Georgia, they just let one of the coaches that I used to coach at the high school, the head coach, go. So they're bringing in another head coach. They're going to need coaches. And maybe next week I'm going to write the board a letter and show my interest because I have coached there in the past. And that may be the job that, really,
well, brother, I would
really
tell you right now, then you better get on it. No matter how you feeling, do it. Follow up with it and
yeah.
follow up. No matter what it said and no matter what has happened in the past, I'm getting a really strong energy that you need to just get out of your funk and just make it happen. Knock on that door and say, hey, I'm here. This would be
yeah.
a great position for me. Make it happen,
okay.
bro.
I will.
All right, Melvin, happy holidays, man.
Yeah.
God bless you.
God bless you all. Thank you all.
All right.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. All right, our next caller, the last four digits, which are actually a block, I can't see them, but the caller, you're live on the air. Where's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, my name's Patty. I'm calling from Connecticut.
Hey, Patty, how's it going, hon?
It's going great, thank you. Happy holidays.
Is it same to you? Is it snowing there?
No, it's actually been quite nice.
Oh, good, good.
Yeah,
I'm
very
glad
lucky.
To hear that. I'm sure that you're thrilled with that. Well, have you had a hectic time this season, or have you found that you've had some time to rest? What's going on?
It kind of goes in cycles, hectic and then rest and hectic and then rest. I haven't found
mm-hmm.
a way to make it, normalize it.
Yeah, I think that's the challenge, but the good thing about that challenge is that, like I was talking about earlier, that energy platform is there for us, okay? So when you find yourself, and I'm not talking about not taking an opportunity that's there, but if you have an idea or a dream or a goal, it's available to you. So don't be afraid of it, you know, go ahead and step into it. Let me pull a card on this, hold on. Okay. Wow. I just pulled this ace for you. This ace, whenever you see an ace in a tarot deck, it's like the hand of God comes out of the clouds and say, you know, pass, go, collect $200. This is really awesome. And this specific one that I pull for you is all about your talent and your intuitive feelings. This is a wand. This is a sign of fire. This is a sign of ideas and inspiration, enthusiasm. And, you know, if there was an animal that represented this, it would probably be the otter, because the otter is the one that's like playful but says, hey, we can fly. Come on, let's just fly, you know. He's not the one that says, wait a minute, we got to build the aircraft and the bolts have to be tight and all. The otter is like, woo-hoo, let's do it. So this is a great time for you of optimism, of gratitude, action, you know, and it's really good for self-development. So I'm going to suggest to you that you sign up for a course in this next, you know, few months of something that you really love to do. You need to be around people of like mind that are going to support you. And do you write or do something like that that's creative?
I don't.
Well, it looks like this is a real high time for you to do something that there's a lot of potential for your creative powers right now and an opportunity to use that power. What is it that you really love to do?
You know, I like my job. I like what I do. I work for a software company, and I do like it. It's not the best company, but I like the field.
And so maybe there's some kind of group that, you know, they have those meetups that people get together of like minds. But Spirit is telling me now that you need a connection with those kind of people, some kind of support for you, because I think it's going to take off that feeling, and you're going to be inspired to do a lot more than what you're doing. And I see a change in your job. So are you planning, or maybe I shouldn't ask you on the air, to change your job, but it looks like there's some shifting for you going on, whether it's a position in your job or you're actually leaving the place.
You know, I've actually been contacted by some recruiters, but I am relatively happy where I am.
I think that before the next 6 months, I think you're going to make a major shift in that job situation. So there again, don't fall asleep on the job, because it's right there. It's really nudging at you. But let me talk to my friend Adam, because he and I usually are on the same plane. Let's see what he's got to say. Have a safe, wonderful holiday, honey.
Pat,
you too.
Patty and Patsy, y'all both took the words right out of my mouth. All I was waiting for was to get on the line and say, Patty, you're changing jobs soon. And then Patsy said it, and I was going to say, no, I'm pretty sure someone's contacting you about the job, and then you said it yourself. But it comes up, Patsy, that is not over with. Somebody really wants you. I'm seeing you really recruited. I'm seeing you pursued. And I am seeing, I'm going to be honest with you, it does look like that this you may be, it may be your season to move, and it may be the very thing that God wants to give you, because there came up a resistance card that came up with this, so there may be something you're resisting or you may be afraid of, but I do feel like that this is almost like a blessing that the Spirit may be trying to give you to put you in a state where you're feeling much, much more. Here's the word I want to use. I want to be careful with this. More valued, and I'm not going to say you're not appreciated now, but I feel like it's that there's something about that where you're at in your work right now that something, there's not an equal exchange. It's coming up that you may be giving so much more and not being truly, truly given in exchange back what you're giving and bringing, putting in. And it looks like the universe is trying to put up another position where they can bring that balance into your work, where what you bring, what you give, you're recognized, you're appreciated, and you get back in every way what you bring. Because it looks like there may be a little bit of you being taken advantage of in your current position, just a little bit. Maybe somebody knows that you like it a lot, so they give you more responsibilities, or people aren't pulling their weight and you're pulling on. Something is unbalanced in that current position, and it's like the universe just wants to put you in a more balanced way. I'm not going to tell you to leave your job if you don't feel it, but I am telling you to be very, very cautious, be careful, and be aware of seeking balance. And I think I heard Pat use that word earlier, and it came up in regards to work and your career, because they want to put you in a place where you are equally being appreciated and valued for what you bring in, and it's going to open up other areas of your life too.
That sounds great. I look forward to it.
So, yeah, it is. I just would encourage you to just, you know, be open to making, if a position comes where they're going to bring you value. But I do feel like all I got in this reading was just talking about you being open to the idea of at least taking a position that is going to really, really put you in a place where you're really, really allowed to shine brightly and be valued and appreciated in all kinds of ways, compensated for it. Okay, Patty?
Thank you
so
both so much, and happy holidays.
You're very welcome. Happy holidays. Thank you so much. Our next call in the last four digits is 7483. Call in the last four digits, 7483. You're live and on the air. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, Adam. Hi, Patsy. It's Tanika.
Hey,
Tanika.
Tanika.
How
are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Good. Tanika, you're calling from Atlanta, right?
I'm actually in Alabama now.
What are you doing there?
Taking care of my mom and my brother.
Oh, that's so good of you, especially this time of the year. It's a good time to be there. What about when you're doing something like that, how are you finding, you know, some kind of peace in that situation, and how are you being able to raise your vibration?
I'm having quite a bit of trouble raising my vibration.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm getting to the place to where I just let a lot of stuff just go, and I don't think it's quite working for me just to just let stuff just ride and go and not say anything, bite my tongue, and different stuff of that nature.
Well, you know, what you're talking about is our throat vibration, you know, and that's like, you know, say what you mean what you say, but don't say it mean. And part of loving yourself is being able to express yourself, you know. And I know sometimes when we feel that it doesn't do any good to express ourselves, the good that it does is that you get it out. If you don't get it out, you're going to get sick. Okay?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So you can always say things in a kind way, like this, you know, this situation is, I'm feeling uncomfortable here. You know, you don't have to say you're making me uncomfortable, but you can talk about yourself and only speak the truth for you. But I just pulled this card for you, and it looks like you're coming into some kind of financial security that is coming your way. And I think there's a man, an older man, that's going to be in this situation that's going to help you with this. Now, it's interesting because the card that I pulled is about coins, which is about earthly things, about home and about money, but I'm picking up something on a romantic side, okay? An older man that's got some kind of feelings for you. Are you dating anybody now or married?
Actually married.
Uh-huh. Well, I hate to say it, this didn't look like your husband. It looks like somebody else that has some really good leadership qualities is going to help you, okay? And I don't know if it's a banker or somebody in a job position or something for you, but it looks like he's going to almost, like I said, be in a mentorship position. But I think there's going to be a little bit of some feelings there. And sometimes that happens when somebody helps us so much, we kind of overlap that with some kind of emotional stuff. And it doesn't mean that anything has to be acted on, but I see that happening. So keep your eyes open, okay? And now it's really time for the experience and stuff that you have to come to fruition. You know, a lot of this stuff is going to start coming up. And I know right now you're in a situation that's hard because you're in a caregiving kind of mode. But it looks like really, really good stuff is around you, you know, financial fortune. So, and I think you're going to be able to use it without regrets, and you're going to enjoy the money that comes to you. So there's not going to be any lack for you, right, you know, coming up. So try to stay, don't get in fear of financial, you know, insecurity. Just try to know that God is going to be taking care of you and is taking care of you as we speak.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
All right, honey, have a great holiday. I'm going to put Adam on.
Well, hey, Tanika, I want to say that I do see some gentlemen, a masculine energy. I look like it's something that happened in the past already, but I do feel like there's some help opportunity possibly that was presented for you or to you. I don't know if you took it already or whatever, but I also simultaneously am seeing that you're not possibly not put in a very supportive environment right now. Around, I feel like you're not getting the support and the edification and friendliness that you need in your environment right now. So I want to encourage you to really, you're going to have to make some tough choices and decisions about your environment and being in the right place around the right people who can support you and encourage you, because it feels like you do need to be able to speak up for yourself and say some things but not say it mean, but do mean what you say. Mm-hmm. But you also need to find yourself around people who are really supporting you and friendly to you and trying to look out your best and not just kind of like be antagonistic and just bring you down or make you feel restricted or make you feel like you can't be your authentic true self. But I do feel like there's somebody, a man that was supposed to help you with a job or something. You may have turned it down or you may not want to have any part of it because maybe you question the person's intentions and maybe that's what Pax is picking up. But that I, what I got more than anything is, you really want to begin to really pray and ask God to reveal to you how to make the right choices and decisions in regards to the people in your environment so you can be in the most supportive way possible as you go about moving into the life of your dreams. Because when you end 26 this time next year, you're going to be in a really, really a much better position this time next year.
Great.
The early part of 2016, it's got to be some tough choices you got to make. But by the end of 2016, you're going to start seeing a whole big, huge transition. And that's going to be accelerated or slowed down based on how well you begin to make the tough choices right now about putting yourself and surrounding yourself and getting in the right around the right people. Okay?
So, okay. And you say you did see like a job-wise, like a new job?
I felt like somebody offered you something in the past, but I see something, and it still may be presented on the table now, but I feel like it's something that was already offered to you. You may have ignored it or have not taken it yet or followed up with it yet. And I feel like it's still there.
I wonder what that is. Well, I'm definitely going
to
be looking into that.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Well, happy holidays. Good to hear your voice. Thank you for sharing Friday night with us. All right.
Thank
bye-bye.
You.
Mm-hmm.
Bye.
All right, our next caller, the last four digits are 4415. Caller with the last four digits, 4415. You're live and on the air. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Ann. How are you, Patsy and Adam?
Hi, Ann. We're doing fantastic. Where are you calling from?
California.
From where?
California.
Oh, California. You're like me. You're in a nice, warm state. Are you further up in the state?
It's south.
Because I have a friend that's down that way, and she's experiencing some really cold times right now.
Yes, it's been very cold winter.
Isn't that interesting? So what about this season? You know, we're coming upon this darkness, and the darkness is almost over. What are you doing to raise your vibration?
Well, just getting ready for Christmas.
Uh-huh.
Throwing old stuff, cleaning things, and hope things get better next year.
Yeah, that's good about having hope, you know. It's really, really wonderful. And I think organizing and stuff like this gets a little balance for us when we're cleaning. And I think all of it's good. I used to think it was awful, but now I love the fact of that. I think it's a good way to keep our minds, you know, steady and, you know, preparing. It's really great. I just pulled this card for you, and I just want to let you know it's time for you to get prepared because a lot of stuff's going to crack open for you. It's coming fast, okay? This is a time right now. There's some dichotomies going on. The time right now is new beginnings and then endings, beginnings and endings, beginnings. And it's almost like opposites are happening. But the world and the time and the stuff that you're doing, as you know it, is coming to an end, okay? So you have come full circle on a lot of things in your life, okay? And they have been developed, and you have nurtured them, and you have done them, and it's completed. So now this wholeness, this new equilibrium is going to occur for you, this new balance, okay? And it could be with the cleaning and the getting ready. I think there's going to be some kind of surprise visitor around you this holiday that you weren't expecting, okay? And I think this visitor, you're going to spend some time talking with them a lot, and I think it's going to give you some aha moments and some clarity that's going to help you move forward. All right?
Maybe like email from someone. Actually, I broke up with a long-term friend a couple of months ago,
uh-huh.
And he wouldn't come in without invitation. He's just that kind of person. But maybe if he emails, maybe he wants to say goodbye. I don't know. Wilma said goodbye 2 months ago.
Well, it's somebody, I don't know, it's somebody you know. I'm not saying it's a stranger, but it's somebody you know that it's, you're going to be around them, you're going to have a long conversation, and you're going to go, oh, my God, I didn't think about that. Oh, thank you. He's going to remind you, or she's going to remind you of something, and it's going to be really, really good for you. You know, it's going to be epiphany for you.
My question actually was about love. That's, you know, I think I ended that friendship 2-3 months ago. But do you see love for me in 2016?
Well, I see the love that's going to happen to you is going to be, the epiphany is going to be, you're going to fall in love with yourself. And once you do that, you're going to draw people to you. And I think you're going to see by March the 18th, you're going to see a whole new way you're looking at romance. Very different from how you looked at it before, and you're going to let go of a lot of your old judgment and your ways of thinking and controlling and things like that, and be a little bit easier. And I think you're going to be able to attract somebody that's of like mind. So keep your eyes opening. You don't know that person yet. That person that I'm talking about, that person's not here. That energy's around you. So, but you got to continue working on yourself. And so we're talking about 90 days from now, okay?
Okay.
So it's available. It's going to be after Valentine's, though, after Valentine.
Okay.
All right?
Thank you.
All right, honey, I'll turn to you. Have a good holiday.
And same to you. Happy holidays to both of you.
Thank you, Ann. I'll let you talk to Adam.
I do feel like I do see some love coming your way, but I do feel like it may be your ex, because what came up in the reading is that relationship really, I feel like you were experiencing so much excitement in the beginning. Like you really, this person really made you feel like you came alive, and it's like somebody just really brightened up your day. But then it was like you took some things too personal, slightly became a little bit too offensive. Too personal, kind of, and you made some things there that weren't really there. And I'm not saying that the person wasn't wrong, but I do feel like you could have forgave them, overlooked it. So they will come back in your life, and they maybe say, well, you know, I didn't mean to do this or that. But I would encourage you to be patient with them if they come back around. Now, their reappearance may be in the form of another person, but it still be the same energy and the same dynamics. Because we just often repeat the same people over in our lives, even though the faces change, but the personalities and the dynamics between the relationship dynamic will be the same. And it doesn't look like that is happening soon. And it looks like through a sense of patience and time with whoever this is, around what Patsy said, about 90 days, you will be able to begin to really manifest and to experience the relationship you've always wanted with this person. But there needs to be a sense of patience on your part, and a sense of offering a little bit more understanding, a little bit more compassion to whoever shows back up. And there's somebody coming up in the next week or two, whether it's a reemerging of an old person or reemergence of a person with a new person, but with somebody's old energy. But either way, the lesson is on you of not taking things so personal and being a little bit more patient and understanding with their intentions. Okay?
Okay, thank you so much, Adam.
That makes sense to you, Anna? You're very welcome.
I hope so. The issue was that the person was not 100% available, so I was trying to be compassionate, but they were not compassionate to me.
Okay, all right. Well, just be patient. Be patient. I feel like it may not be over yet, but just a little bit more patience.
Okay, thank you.
All right, have a great night. You're welcome.
And
all right, our next caller, the last 4 digits. Are 3676. Call over the last 4 digits, 3676. You're live on the air. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Christina, and I am calling from Maryland.
Hi, Christina. How's it going?
Great. How are you guys doing?
Great. How about you? What's going on with your holiday? You be able to have any kind of equanimity or balance going on?
It's been crazy hectic for me. Yeah, been a little stressed, a little bit, trying to take it day by day and just take a breath every now and then move on.
Well, I'm writing your prescription right now, and it says, you have my permission to say no and to slow down.
Oh, Oh, can I get a doctor's note on that as well?
Yeah, exactly, exactly. What I want you to do is I want you to, tomorrow, being Saturday, are you off tomorrow?
No, 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 no. Probably not.
Well, when do you have a day off or time sometime?
To be honest, you know, it just kind of varies. I'm actually in the beginning of starting a new business, so... You know, when you're starting a new business, you never get a day off.
Right, right. Well, here's what you're going to be able to do. I'm starting a new business, and I have more time than I ever thought I would have. Just start saying the opposite of what you're thinking, okay? Because that spoken word is going to help you.
Okay.
You know, I have time to enjoy myself. And even starting a new business, when you set some boundaries for yourself, like you say, I'm turning my phone off at 5 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you give yourself some time, because if you keep going and keep going and keep going, you're going to run that business into the ground if you're too tired to do it.
Very
but
true.
I was going to tell you, if you can, what I had talked about at the beginning of the program, but I think it's real important to you to go ahead and get some kind of some flowers or something that you're going to see every day that reminds you of the beauty of the world, you know, or put up a beautiful quote that you might find on the internet. You know, one quote that I've been saying every day is, I say, every second something sacred is at stake. And it is.
And
you know, we're only,
that's powerful.
Yeah, we're going through this world one time, okay? And we're all
exactly.
going to end up in the same place, so you might as well enjoy it, even in this beautiful new business that you're, you know, going it with love and gratitude. And it's interesting because I just pulled this card up for you, and the card is all about self-realization, okay? For
mm-hmm.
you to stand in front of your inner eye and look at the events of your lifetime and what consequences you've had and how you can pull from there the strength to be able to do what you're doing now, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And everything changes on a dime. Everything changes. It might be something, oh, I'll never get over this obstacle. Take a breath, breathe through it, and it changes. And it changes, and it keeps changing. And so just know that you're standing in the light, okay. And this is a card of balance. Okay, not working 48 hours a day, you know,
right.
giving yourself some peace and some time, especially in this season. And, you know, I used to think about this. If I miss this chance, I'll never get this chance again. It's kind of like a carousel with a golden ring.
Mm-hmm.
But guess what? There's more than one golden ring. You're going to be able to get a lot of golden rings. A lot of opportunities will come to you. But if you're so burnt out, you're not going to be able to do any of them.
Right,
so,
right.
Make sure you – and have something that's in your purse or your pocket that you can do some aromatherapy. I personally like to get oranges. You know, you can get boxes of tangerines this time of year. And I get those peels of the tangerine or the orange, and I leave it by my bed, and I squeeze it real hard so that it pops in my nose. And
mm-hmm.
it just gets a really nice, fresh feeling, and it kind of refreshes your brain. So that's what I'm asking you to do, you know. Look at that balance for you. How can you be the wonderful you and be balanced? And
okay.
when you ask those kind of questions, the answers will come. So have a wonderful holiday, and I'll turn it over to Adam.
Thank you. You too.
Thanks.
Christina, I want to encourage you, just like Patsy said, I wanted to encourage you to really take it easy. Now, here's what I want to say. I'm not trying to tell you to just set you up for failure. Or set you up to be a slacker. But your business is going to be a phenomenal success. And you know that already.
Mm-hmm.
You know that. I'm seeing it being successful. I'm seeing that you have already done the work. You've already sown the seeds. It's just now just reaping it and not overdoing too much. Not overdoing too much. Because I can't, it looks like in what I saw, you've already had a little bit of minor health problems or health conditions recently. Within the last, maybe these last 3 months?
You know, nothing that really sticks out, but I tend to put my stuff aside because I'm always worried about everybody else. So, I mean, I probably did and didn't even realize it. you know, I'm one of those ones that I'm not going to complain. I'll just keep going, going.
Okay. Well, I want to,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, I do. I know exactly what you mean. But I want to encourage you. Like, I'm not trying to warn or scare you. I don't see anything major happen. But I do feel like you've done the work you need to do. It's really important for you to find balance. And it looks like you're half of you is you're really motivated because you may have what you look like at you missed an opportunity or you made a mistake maybe early this year or something went wrong and you're trying to recover and trying to refix, but you've done it already. It's good. It's going good. It's time to really chill out. I don't want to say just be a slacker, but you really want to find some type of balance, some type of balance where you're taking care of yourself. Especially if you find yourself drinking a lot of caffeine lately or some type of drinks. But I want to really encourage you to put an effort to take care of your body and do some self-care for you, Because like Patsy said, when that success comes, then you won't even be able to enjoy it because you'll be trying to recover then physically from the exhaustion or just the lack of care to your body. Because your success is coming. You've sown the seeds. It's just getting out of the way now, and now taking care of yourself. And then you'll get back on the grind later. But right now, I really want to encourage you to be okay with just stepping down, turning down a little bit, and not overthinking, not overanalyzing, and not over being anxious about what's to come and will it work or will it not work. It's going to work, okay? It's going to work.
I love hearing that. Thank you. You know, I have that in my head that, you know, it's going to be fine. You know, I have work that is just being thrown at me at this point. But you still have that little voice in the back of your head, like, is it going to work? Are we going to be okay? You know? So it's encouraging. So thank you so much.
You're very welcome. You have a great night. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. All that good stuff. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Merry Christmas to you.
Bye-bye.
All right, Patsy, let's do one quick last caller, and then we'll end the show, okay? Our last caller for the evening is last four digits, 3091. Caller, the last four digits, 3091. You're live on the air. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, I'm Naomi. I'm calling from Canada.
Hi, Naomi. How's it going?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm glad to hear you tonight. So what are you doing to raise your vibration this holiday season and stay balanced?
I'm trying to focus on the positive things that I'm grateful for in my life and just pray to the angels to help me meet my challenges for when, and help me to raise my vibration. So if it ever gets lower, to try to stay away from fear-based energies and try to just step into love more often.
I'm voting for you. You sound great. Well, Naomi, I'm going to talk really quick, but what's coming through for me, for you, is some really strong masculine energy, okay? And it's very spiritual. It's a very high spiritual card I pulled while you were talking. And this is all about being energetic and having a really strong sexual drive and sensuality too, you know, pulling in the senses, the trees, the plants, the everything around you is very seductive to you at this time of year. This is a good time of year to really appreciate the flowers, the nature. And part of our nature is our own sexuality for you to step into it. So I'm going to say two words for you, Victoria's Secret. Okay.
So
get yourself something sexy for you, and you don't have to buy it for anybody else, but just something that's, and it doesn't have to be Victoria's Secret, but you get the idea. Something that's going to make you feel very, very powerful and very sexy, because on a spiritual level, you're way up there. You're doing really, really good, and there's a lot of stability surrounding you right now, okay, that is coming to everything in your cosmos that's around you is coming to manifest. So just like the four seasons are stable and the four points of the compass are stable and the four elements, you know, we have a lot of fours. I see that all around you. There's a lot of stability. So know that you know that you know, and don't second guess yourself. You're right on the beam right now, okay? So trust your own instinct.
Okay, and I'm going to pass you to Adam. Have a good holiday.
Thank you. You too, Kathy.
Hey, were you trying to? Were you recently about to leave a marriage, or did you remain to choose to stay in the marriage just recently?
I did leave one about a year ago, and I'm still healing from that. He's recently moved on. He has a new girlfriend. It's kind of upsetting me, but I'm trying to just disconnect and just be okay with it.
Mm-hmm. And you will. You will. I want to encourage you to do whatever you need to do, but one of the things that you do need to do is be open to dating, and there's somebody who's already got your interest, someone whose interest you have caught, but they may have not made it known to you yet, or they may have, but I would encourage you to be open to just engaging the conversation and going on a date with them.
Okay.
But
I don't know who, but that would be a nice surprise.
I do want to tell you, it is time for you to kind of make a resolve in your heart to move on, whatever you got to do to move on. If it's meant to be, y'all will come out together, y'all will talk, but you do need to go ahead and just say, you know what, it's time to make a mental decision. Even if the emotions aren't there yet, if you're not emotionally feeling resolved, mentally make a decision to move on, to do what you got to do to keep it moving forward. There's some things you need to get rid of. You need to clear your space, clear your energy, and you need to be open to just go ahead and seeing somebody else. But it is time for you to move into a new phase, a new relationship. You are going to get in a new relationship. It's going to be really good and long-lasting. But the first thing you need to do is just make the mental effort to say, I'm done here. This is over. I'm moving on for now. Okay?
Okay.
Like fully make that resolve to move on. Okay, my friend?
Okay, thank you.
You're very welcome. Happy New Year. Merry Christmas.
And you too, Adam. Thank you very much, Pat.
All right.
Adam.
Well, Patsy, we are out of time. What a wonderful show, as always. I hope everyone has enjoyed listening. Sorry we didn't get to your call tonight. Thank you for sharing your Friday night with us anyway. Patsy, anything you want to end the show with to help our conclude for our conversation?
Well, I just want to say that I feel extremely inspired by tonight's show. I feel very creative. I felt we touched a lot of people, and I felt very touched. So I just want to say a little sentence that I had read, and it says, take time to daydream, as it is in those times of thoughts having no context that context begins to form. This is the new dream.
Beautiful.
New dreams. Great.
Everybody, make some new dreams and a new context. This is the next. This is the week for you to take it easy. Take it easy and dream and relax. God bless you all. Thank
exactly.
you for your Friday night with us. And we'll talk to you in the new year. God bless everybody. Have a good night, Patsy. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you, Adam. Good night.
Good night.